Hey, God bless you guys. It's me, Crystal for Jesus, back with another video. I'm gonna get a drink of water here really quick. So I just wanted to do a quick update because after my recent dream that the Lord gave me about storing non-perishable foods and making sure that I have water, I did order some water, and I do have some water, and I wanted to just share with you guys what I have been stocking up so far. So as you can see here, I've got all of this water that I stocked up. I decided to pick this glacial, basically it's it's like alkaline water, more like healthy alkalized water, and from glacials, and was it Iceland? But yeah, so I got that, and then I'm just showing I have some bags of rice as well. And I'm going to be just storing that into bins and kind of getting organization that way. It does make me feel kind of uncomfortable and a little like, Lord, really? Because, you know, for him to say for us to store non-perishable foods and water, you know, I'm thinking like, man, is this going to be for us? Or is it going to be for those who are left behind, you know? I just kept feeling like it's not going to be for me. For whatever reason, you know, I mean, maybe some of it could be, you never know, like some of it could be for us because maybe we'll have some other ridiculous, you know, pandemic come and we're gonna need some of that to use some of that. But you know, yeah, so basically I have water bottles, and I would encourage you guys to pray to the Lord as well, right? Because even though you hear somebody say something like, oh, you know, store up and non-perishables and all this and that, you know, we have to make sure that we ask God, like, well, God, do you want me to be doing this, you know? Because I don't just listen to what people say on the internet about God saying this and that, right? So we always have to pray to God, ask him ourselves, make sure that this is something that he wants us to be doing as well, you know? And so that's why he had given me that dream, because I also prayed and I asked the Lord, do you want me to be storing anything, you know? And that was like so specific, like literally in my dream, I'm just like, non-perishable foods and water. Don't forget the water. And it's crazy that I said that in my dream because I didn't have any water. So I do now. I have water now, obviously, because the Lord was telling me to. And so I would encourage you all to, you know, ask God and pray to God for confirmation as well. And, you know, be storing the foods. And for me, I just wanted to keep it simple. You know, I don't want to get it all complicated. And I know y'all say to have like a balance of, you know, you have to have protein as well. You can't just do rice and water or whatever. And so I'm thinking about what type of protein that I want to store. But it's only going to be like three things. It's going to be maybe like you'd say, maybe just cans of tuna, rice, and water. And just storing those things. Because honestly, I don't like getting all like too many different kinds of things. You know, I like to be just three items that'll work. And I put them on a auto delivery for every month. So every month I'm going to get 4 bags of rice delivered to me, and also water. And then probably like some kind of meat or whatever it is that I can find that can last quite a long time. And that will be simple for me. It'll just be on auto delivery and I won't have to worry about it. And I'll slowly be storing up, you know, and putting it in a safe place. And I also just wanted to say that, like, you know, after the Lord gave me that confirmation, I started to feel afraid of, like, you know, things that are like on the horizon, you know, and what's coming. And I was like, Lord, please help me, because, like, you know, it starts to become more real when God's like, I want you to store these things. And you're like, oh, this is like really real. This is really real, you know? And, just, I start to feel nervous. And the Lord has been telling me that I don't need to be afraid, you know? And so I go into my Bible and I read, and with my my time with God, you know, and he helped me yesterday. I was spending time with him, and he said, you know, he made me realize that, Crystal, these things that are coming are my plans, you know? And I'm like, you're right, Lord, because he's on the throne and these are all his plans. These are not the enemy's plans. These are not, you know, somebody else's plans, right? These are all God's plans. And I'm not afraid of God's plans, right? And I was like, why am I being afraid of God's plans? If they're God's plans, then like, I'm not scared of God's plans. I'm for God's plans, right? Because like when he's the boss man, right? And I'm just the employee, right? I'm just a servant. He's the one that's going to be taking care of everything. He knows what's coming into the future. He's got his little pawns lined up, right? When you're playing chess and stuff like that, you know, he's got his little stuff lined up, right? And when he goes to place something here, he knows that he has his people over here that he needs to protect. And so he's going to make sure that those of us are protected as he's moving these other plans around, you know? And so even if it seems scary, even if it seems like war and destruction and the great tribulation is coming and famines and pestilences and whatever we're going to see before the rapture happens, you know, God's plans have us in mind that he is going to make sure that those who are following him and serving him are going to be just fine. Like, we are his employees, you know? And so he's going to make sure that we are protected no matter what. And, you know, God kept telling me, like, Crystal, worrying is not going to help you with anything. Like, what are you going to be able to accomplish by worrying? And what are you going to be able to accomplish by thinking about the future, about what you need to do? God's like, I'm the one that is thinking about your future. I have your future planned out. I'm the one that knows what to do. You don't have to think about what to do, right? So, because you know, we can feel like, oh, I need to be prepared. I need to think about like what this and this and this, right? But it's like, no, you're just the servant. You're just the employee. You just follow what God tells you to do, right? And always have joy, you know? Because I was thinking, like, how am I going to have joy? How am I going to be able to, you know, continue with my daily life and be joyful, you know, and practice still doing sports or practicing these or doing this or, you know what I mean? Like, having these everyday things and just almost like going about life as if nothing's going to happen, right? Because it's like, anyways, it was starting to get to me, and God was like, they're my plans in the first place, and I'm the one that has everything lined out. I've got everything lined up, okay? I'm the one thinking about the future. You don't have to think about the future. You just think about today. You just do what you have to do today, you know? And that's the whole reason why Jesus tells us to worry about nothing and pray about everything. Give everything to God, because you can't even change, you can't do anything with the future, or you can't do anything with worrying about what's going to happen, you know? Like, you give it all to God because he is the one in control. He's the master. He's the boss man, you know? And so I'm just grateful, and I wanted to share that with y'all because maybe some of you were feeling the same way. And, you know, we have our ups and our downs, you know, and like we have to like reset our brains sometimes, you know, because we can get caught up into what's being said and all the things that are going on. And so I feel peace now, you know. I was praying for peace and I have that now. And so I hope that you all will have peace as well. And just know that like whatever God tells us to do, we just be obedient. We do it. We stock up, we get the food and the water, you know, and it might not be for us, you know. And it's very likely that it's not, because Jesus said that as it was in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the floods came. And the day of Lot, he said that Lot was in Sodom and Gomorrah and they were eating and drinking and marrying, right? Until the day that the angels snatched Lot out of Sodom and took him out of the city, and then the destruction came, right? So God's going to protect us and we're going to be fine, but make sure that we are just focused on the mission at hand. And yeah, just remember that we're just the servants. We don't have to be masterminds. You know, we don't have to have everything figured out. We don't have to worry about the future. We just have to listen to God and do what he said. Because even though it can feel scary, like, oh my goodness, I'm stocking up all this stuff, what's going to happen, you know, that God's like, don't even worry your tiny little head, you know, because he's going to keep us protected. He's going to keep us safe. Amen. Because the things that God is doing is to wake up the wicked. He's trying to wake up those who are asleep, and he wants people to be ready. Amen. And so God also wants to provide for people during the Great Tribulation, when, you know, the Bride of Christ and that church that is being faithful to him goes up. He wants there to be blessings left behind from us that are from God. Amen. And y'all know I have that Jesus Saves sign out front my house. And I can only imagine, like, you know, people coming to my house after the rapture, knowing that they're going to find things that they can use. Amen. Got extra Bibles. I will have extra food and water, you know. And so it will be like God's glory and his mercy. Amen. So what we're doing is part of God's mercy and his love, right? Because even though crazy things are going to be happening during the Great Tribulation, he is making a way of escape. Amen. And he is also showing mercy to those who are left behind, right? And so by us storing food and water, we are directly showing God's mercy and wanting, you know, people to come to him and to believe in him. Amen. And I was also thinking it might be a good idea to write a note on the, you know, the food and the water for them to read, like when they come into my house, you know, and start raiding and grabbing what they can or whatever, you know, that that note will be there. It'll be like, hey, God said this was coming. The Great Tribulation is upon you. And this food and water is for you. And believe in Jesus. Oh my goodness. To be part of the future is just crazy to me. To be able to be ahead, you know, to be able to be ahead and just be, you know, a part of that is amazing. And yeah, so I love y'all, and do not fear, even though sometimes it can catch up to us, you know, when we're usually not afraid, but in the moment we can, you know, get those little hiccups and stuff, and God just is like, we're good, just follow the mission, just keep going, you know, we're just the servant and the master. He's got everything planned out and figured out. And no matter what happens to us, we're going to be with Jesus, right? So, glory to God for that. I love y'all so much. And you can see I got that green screen behind me. I was going to start recording some videos, and I just wanted to do this really quick for y'all. And yeah, so I love you guys, and I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye.